It's an historic day in the Arab world, not only as Libya declares its liberation, but because in neighbouring Tunisia, voters there have turned out for a democratic election. 7 million Tunisians are registered to vote, but for decades few bothered because the result was always rigged to reinstate the dictator Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. The big winner in this free election is likely to be the moderate Islamist party that has reassured Tunisians it is committed to maintaining democracy and women's rights. Here's Middle East correspondent Anne Barker.
Even a year ago, few, if any, Tunisians could have imagined a day like this. Long queues of voters stretch for hundreds of metres outside polling booths for the right to vote in the country's first democratic election. Many, many people are voting for the first time, says this woman, Mona Trabulse, so they can build a Tunisian state that represents Tunisians. It was here in Tunisia last January that a humble vegetable seller set himself on fire in an act of protest that quite literally ignited the Arab Spring. Mohamed Bouazizi was angry at the repression and poverty of life under the thumb of dictator Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. Bouazizi's death prompted mass protests that forced Ben Ali to flee the country and inspired Arabs in Egypt, Libya and elsewhere to take to the streets. In the space of 10 months, Tunisia has transformed into a model of peaceful democracy. I always expected this day would be a celebration of democracy, says Ahmed Najib Chebbi, the leader of Tunisia's Democratic Party and a high-profile organiser during the January uprising. The Tunisian people have set a good example with peaceful, calm revolution. Today they're setting another example of freedom and democracy in a spirit of civility. And today will bring prosperity for the future of Tunisia. The weekend poll will elect a 217-seat interim government to write a new constitution and govern until proper parliamentary and presidential elections can be held. So far, Ahmed Najib Chebbi's Democratic Party is seen as the front runner, campaigning on a platform to protect Tunisia's secular values. It's ahead of the moderate Islamist party Ennahda, which analysts say is unlikely to win a majority, although many are fearful its rising popularity could undermine the country's liberal modernist traditions. For now, though, Tunisians are simply cherishing the right to vote. It's the first time I have voted from my heart, says Hadia Al-Sabi, not for something that I'm forced to vote for, but from my heart. So far, election monitors say the poll has been peaceful and transparent. And as for Ben Ali, he's now in exile in Saudi Arabia. In his absence, he's already been sentenced to 35 years jail. Tunisians are unlikely to see his ilk again. This is Anne Barker reporting for AEM.